Right. A new New Zealand initiative report is calling on the government to tap into GP data. It argues that ministers can track hospital visits, they can track prescriptions and even school attendance, but they can't see what's happening in GP clinics where most of the healthcare occurs. And direct info from doctors, they reckon, could help improve health outcomes and trim the health budget while they're at it. So we've got Dr. Angus Chambers with us. He is the chair of the General Practice Owners Association. Angus, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this report is called Better Health Through Better Data. It's by a Dr. Prabani Wood. Is this a good idea from Dr. Wood that we share the data from GPs to the ministry?
Yes, I think it is. It depends on how it's done, but it's been acknowledged as a gap for quite a long time in our system, and I think I agree with her findings out of it.
Yeah, her report talks about Canada. They do it in Canada. Why do we not, and why have we not collected data yet? You know, what has been stopping us?
Well, it's partly will. It has been collected in sort of piecemeal manners with some actually good results out of it. But it's been done by GP organisations, PHOs, GPs themselves, but not systematically. And it really requires investment to do it in a systematic way.
You've read the report. Do you like her idea about how it should be managed?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think the absolute key here is the how patients feel about having their data in there. And to be blunt, I don't think they trust the government that well, although sometimes they expect half of it there anyway. So a lot of the arrangements around it that need to be done carefully around governance and who makes decisions. And it's very clear from her report that she believes, and I think it's the Canada experience, that you need the clinicians, the general practitioners and nurse practitioners have a governance over the data. So I think that would give a lot of trust around the privacy issues and the good use of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you can share the data without actually sharing the name and the address, etc. You know, and I know it's deeply ingrained about that the information you give to your GP should go no further. But at the same time, that just puts a handbrake on the health system.
Yep, no, that's right. There are ways to manage that, so I don't disagree. I think it can be done in a good way, but it depends on how it's done, who's in charge of it.
All right, Angus, thank you so much. Angus has said it, and of course, Prabani Wood has said it. I wonder if the government is listening to it. It is 17 minutes after 5 now.